The Ministry of Health is working out insurance packages for health personnel who are trained to handle Ebola cases. The move is aimed at inspiring confidence and motivation for them to give of their best. The PRO of the ministry, Tony Goodman, announced this in an interview with Cecil Niobudai-Wintum on Unique Breakfast Drive. He said the ministry has already got in touch with insurance companies that will ensure that will issue the insurance. He expressed optimism about Ghana's preparedness on handling Ebola should it surface in the country.
By installing equipment at the various borders, including Kotoka International Airport, I think we are halfway through and we'll continue to prepare. You know, preparing is an event. It's a process. Day in, day out, you continue to put plans in place. You review it, where you fall short, you improve upon it, and then you continue moving.
Okay, so the point is that even almighty America, with all their structures, they have recorded the first Ebola case. And so it behoves on us as a developing country. We go to them, we are begging for assistance and all that. We know the Ebola response team are here. We want to know, you talk about the borders. I would want to believe that the ministry is collaborating with all stakeholders, agencies, you know, to address this once and for all. How far have you gone with this?
We have interministerial oversight committee on Ebola. We have the National Technical Coordinating Committee. In this, we have various committees like the surveillance, we have the case management, we have communication, risk, communication, social mobilization, you have the logistics, other committees that are all working together. So for once, you can see that we have some nationalistic move in this whole fight against Ebola. And it's good for us. Yesterday, they met. Today, another group will need to also look at what decisions were taken by the interministerial committee. And then we implement some aspects. We'll continue to review them. And at the end of the day, I believe we're going to be safe. What we should also look at is, we don't have Ebola, but we put in place plans. If you have Ebola today, what do you do? That is what we are looking at. If you have it today, how do you quickly isolate the person, treat, do contact tracing, do more of surveillance, and put the situation under control? Those are some of the things we are looking at. Apart from policing the border, we say if you have one that is sneaking in, what do you do as a country? Case management, quickly, let's isolate, let's do contact tracing, let's manage so that as minimal as we can handle it. What we want now is insurance for our health personnel. That is also ongoing. We've met SIC, other insurance commission, and then we are looking at a package that is befitting. You heard the president also mentioning it recently, that that is what we have to do quickly. We need to put in place packages that will help our people. So, yes, that is the confidence that we want to boost. And I tell you, we are getting good feedback. And at the end of the day, the issue of not being ready will turn into we are ready now.